Hello, freaks, and welcome to Radical Research. This is episode 116.5. Got my co-host Hunter here. Hunter Ginn?
Yes.
Who ain't no 0.5. He's a complete one.
Maybe.
Well, you're a 10 in my book, but you know what I'm saying.
You're too kind.
You're an Indiana one. And we are together. We've been spending 5 or 6 days together. We're going to record this one. We're going to record 117, and we're going to record 117.5 at this table tonight. It's what my wife calls batching. We're batching our work.
We're bashing.
Not bacheloring. We're batching our work. Yep. It's been real. We've eaten a lot of great food, Chinese and great pizza and some other unspecified Asian stuff. We're going to get right to it because this is the spirit of the 0.5s. I had this wacky idea. I was thinking about all the metal bands that have covered King Crimson's, how do you even describe 21st Century Schizoid Man? They're ultra classic. I mean, it's so influential.
It was that demarcation.
Totally. 1969.
Yeah. Nothing had been like that.
Yeah, they took the London club scene, which was already vibrant and colorful and progressive. They took it by storm. People were walking out of those club shows going, holy shit. Yep. And I think part of the reason, well, there's a lot of reasons. It's King freaking Crimson in their first amazing lineup, but it's you know, that middle part of 21st Century Schizoid Man is what's under the microscope tonight. That I just call it the accent part, the difficult accent part with lots of space. You can tell that there's a telepathic vibe amongst the musicians in the room, very hard to pull off. And so we know that, but I was thinking the other day about like how many metal bands have covered 21st Century. Voivod did it on the Phobos album. Forbidden did it on the Distortion album. And then I just got, you know, thanks to Metal Archives and their awesome search feature, I searched the song title to see how many other bands have done it. I found Cripple Bastards do a version, that grind band that I think you told me that you gave a bad review to in public.
I did.
At one time. Yeah. Lamentations zine. Yep. Okay. It's on record. I took a listen to their version. It stinks. Rorschach, a New Jersey hardcore punk power violence band that I respect. They did it. Coco Bat from Japan. If you look them up, they use Pusshead artwork a lot. They're actually pretty noted. They did a version. Ozzy did a version with Jerry Cantrell and Mike Borden. Of course, Cantrell on guitar, Mike Borden on drums. It's good. He gives it his own spin, and I have some respect for it because it's hard for me to listen to like any Ozzy post Ultimate Sin, quite honestly. Sure.
Yeah.
Very difficult. But all these bands that I'm talking about, including... Okay, let's add Entombed to that. Entombed did it somewhere around the To Ride era.
Yeah, I think. It's like 97. Yep.
Man, that version sucks. LG sounds horrible. Yep. Not to speak ill of the dead, but he sounds terrible on that. So all these bands, plus a few more, Sancta Sanctorum, Curse Guard. I mean, I think I got them all. Oh, TV Virus, Merlin, All Hallelujah, and Sludge, the S-L-U-G-D-G-E. I think they've been on Willow Tape before. Kind of this like psychedelic sludge band. All of these bands, except Forbidden and Voivod, skip the middle part. And this is the problem. This is why we're doing a 0.5 on it.
This is the problem.
This is why I hit tables and I get upset. Because if you're going to tackle this song, it's fine and well to do your own version. I don't think Cripple Bastards should try it. Doesn't seem to go in with their ethic. But come on, all these other bands, you got Cantrell and Mike Borden on drums in your band, and you're not doing the middle. Screw you all.
Agreed.
We bring the hammer down on this. We're going to listen to the original, and we're going to listen to the two bands that did do the hot middle.
Totally new at the time, still completely dexterous and probably beyond the capacity of most modern bands.
I guess so. But I mean, the technical level certainly has just exploded since, I mean, it was always exploding, I think, since the late 60s. Technicality in rock and what became metal exploded. So I'm a little surprised that like somebody like Ozzy, who has a guy like Mike Gordon, wouldn't say, let's do this.
Sure.
Does it cost too much studio time back when studios were, I don't know. It's
vexing.
It is vexing for sure. So we're going to listen to the two bands brave enough to do it. The first one's going to be our beloved Voivod. They tacked this on to the end of the Phobos album. I was never really sure that it worked there, but I do like the version. And this is the Away, Piggy, and Eric Forrest Voivod, 1997. Yeah,
nasty, like septic version of
You can tell it comes from the Phobos sessions. I know you're a big fan of that album, and look, Voivod doesn't often do things by half measures. Usually they don't.
Nope.
And I know, here's a plug for the book. I have the book coming out. I'm soft launching the title here and there. It's called Always Moving: The Strange Multiverse of Voivod. I know from doing that book that that was a live in the studio kind of thing. This was not, there was no click track or anything. They just, it was just Away and Piggy looking at each other and doing what they do best. That telekinetic thing that Voivod has.
You can hear it.
Yeah. We're going to move on to the other metal band that actually tackled the middle. That sweet middle. It's nobody else will do it that we know of, but here's Forbidden's version. So noticeably shorter.
Yes.
Because the original goes through kind of two iterations of that with that quiet middle. Yep. Voivod replicated that as best they could. They went down a little bit for the middle, but it was still, you know, as you say, pretty feral. Forbidden just kind of breezes through it. Technically seems pretty sound. I wanted a little more, but that does have, I don't know distortion very well. And I know here's your story with distortion. I think this is how well I know you. I like distortion, but I really like the demos better.
Oh God.
That's you.
Totally. But the distortion, the album, does no justice to the demos.
And that's all. Similar era, right? Aren't we talking?
So it's 91 to 93.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and then distortion's 95.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they hopped on it before Voivod and good call. And hey, man.
Oh.
Anytime we can plug a little bit of Forbidden on this show, we will do it.
Agreed.
Twist it into form completely rules.
Agreed.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back with episode 117 on Intrigue, the compilation curated by Stephen Wilson, Disc 3. Thank you.